If you've ever wondered what the sound of intelligence is, look no further. Greetings! You are listening to Sound Surfing, a podcast where we surf the sound waves, interview odd and obscure music genres. I'm your captain, Ben Goslin. This episode, we're taking a look at IDM, so let's set sail. You've probably heard of EDM, which we as one connected mind know as emotionless, dead music. But you've probably never heard of EDM's more sophisticated brother, IDM. IDM stands for Intelligent Dance Music. Basically, what that means is instead of dancing with your body, you dance with your mind. In 1992, UK record label known as Warp released an album titled Artificial Intelligence. This album featured artists such as Auditure, B12, The Black Dog, Aphex Twin, and The Orb, under all kinds of aliases. Warp's target was to provide a home listening experience rather than your typical run-of-the-mill techno and rave. Just a little after, people started calling this stuff intelligent techno, and the genre began to take shape. Later, in the mid-90s, ambient techno went west to North America, and people loved it. North American record labels like Dropbeat, Isoflux, Schematic, and others dropped tracks from artists like Phonesia and Machine Drum. Pretty soon after that, the American audiences gave ambient techno the name most people call it now, IDM. But not everyone accepts that name. IDM first started in the European Union, and really didn't have a name for itself. Everybody tried to call it something that wasn't like electronic or a house. In reality though, none of the names and music genres at the time suited it. After it went west, and Western audiences started calling it IDM, EU and British electronic artists started criticizing the term. Artists say that the word intelligent is condescending towards other music genres by calling it self-intelligent, and the other stupid. Many artists in the EU and Britain instead called the genre brain dance. IDM is very different compared to many electronic music genres. Take dubstep for example. Dubstep is an extremely pattern-based genre where you have 16 measures of a slow buildup, then the beat drops and you get the wub-wub crazy stuff for another 16 measures, and it repeats at the buildup after that, and so on and so forth. Unlike dubstep though, IDM is based on individualistic experimentation, rather than copying the characteristics of other genres. That's why a lot of IDM artist music also sound different from each other in terms of style. IDM is also meant to be music that you don't dance to with your body. Like I said before, it's meant to make you dance with your mind. We've reached the end of the voyage, so I'd like to take the time to credit the artists I featured here. The first song you heard was Dodgy by Kid606, followed by Planetarium by Squarepusher, and then The Dice Man by Polygon Window. After that was Dogness by Phonesia, and Board Hopspin by Aphex Twin, followed by Roigbiv by Boards of Canada. Lastly was Suki no Ko Bimi 2, featuring Laura Shigihara by C418. I'd also like to thank you, the listener, for tuning into this episode of Sound Surfing. More episodes of Sound Surfing can be found at whje.com. With that out of the way, I'm your captain, Ben Goslin, signing out. Oh yeah, by the way, the music in Minecraft is IDM also.